Jeffrey Epstein's former bodyguard, somebody helped him kill himself. By Amy Furr on August 15, 2019. Someone helped Jeffrey Epstein commit suicide. Epstein's longtime bodyguard, Igor Zinoviev, said Monday. Somebody helped him to do that, Zinoviev told The Intelligencer. However, he declined to elaborate on his suspicions, stating, "Listen, you know, that's going a little too deep." Zinoviev said he lived at Epstein's Palm Beach home for 6 years but added that he did not care about his former boss's alleged suicide. "I'm not sad. I mean, I didn't have anything against him, like a bad thing, you know? I don't care about his life completely. I don't give a, let's say, like, crap about how he die, how he live, or how he's managed," he concluded. On Thursday, an autopsy revealed that Epstein had several broken bones in his neck, a discovery that raised additional questions regarding his death. The report stated. The Washington Post reported late Wednesday that among Epstein's broken bones was his hyoid, a horseshoe-shaped bone situated near the Adam's apple in men. Forensic experts told the Post that hyoid breaks are plausible in hanging cases yet are more common in homicide victims who are strangled to death. On Tuesday, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said that although he is not a conspiracy theorist, he believes Epstein's death was way too convenient. "This makes no sense. He's one of the prominent prisoners in America, at that point. He had either attempted suicide previously or been assaulted. Either way, it is the same reality," de Blasio commented. "He needed to be watched 24 hours a day. It's one of the premier federal facilities in the country. It belongs to the Justice Department. Come on. How on earth do they miss this?" However, Breitbart News reported Wednesday that prison guards at the Manhattan jail where Epstein was being held allegedly fell asleep the night before his death and falsified documents to cover up their mistakes. According to the New York Times, the guards dozed off for 3 hours, causing them to miss the Metropolitan Correctional Center's routine prisoner check. They then forged their supervision logs, which could come with criminal charges, the report said.